this is when a family from Atkinson's realized that one of its pigs were missing.
Oh.
It led to some tense moments around the farm, of course. However, this story, it does have a happy ending. Because when they finally found the pig, they had 12 more piglets on their hands. I reached Jessica Reddick at her home in Atkinson's.
So, me and my dad, we raise pigs. Like, we breed them and stuff. And we had a pig who just decided to take off in the woods close to her due date. And then we just couldn't find her because we have 16 acres of bush. And then we just happened to stumble across her yesterday with 12 babies.
Wow, so you said she was close to her due date when she did run away. How concerning was that for you, or is that something that's kind of normal for animals to do around that time?
It's actually really concerning with pigs because, like, the way they build their nest, they end up digging a hole and they can squish their babies. So you try to get them in, like, a hut where the babies can get away from their mom because they're 600 pounds and the babies are, you know, only a few pounds when they're born. So we were really worried, especially with the, you know, the colder temperatures coming in and the rain and coyotes and whatnot.
Can you just describe kind of, I guess, the scene when you did find her?
My dad actually found her first, but she's way back in the bush. You got to cross through a whole bunch of bog and everything. And she found a nice clearing with, you know, a hill that the babies can get up on if the rain or the water did come up. She's got a water source there, and the area is just bare from her eating all the moss and everything she could eat to survive.
And what about the babies? All healthy?
Oh, yeah. There's 12 of them. They all seem healthy. They run away from us because they have no idea what we are. First time seeing humans.
That must be a pretty cute experience.
Yeah. They're all big and healthy, and there's 12. We weren't really expecting to find them alive because the temperature's dropping, but she did a good job.
What was the process like to get them out of that part of the woods and the mother herself?
She's actually still in there.
Okay.
We have to cut a path from our trail to where she is, but for now she's in there and she's safe, and I think they'll do just fine in there until we get them, and then she'll just follow us out with a bucket of food.
What's the process now with 12 little piglets?
Hopefully they'll just follow her as well, and then that'll be it, but we may just have to catch them and put them in a crate and drag them out with the tractor.
So has anything like this ever happened to you before?
Yeah, we've had a couple this year give birth in the woods, but they were closer to home, so it was a lot easier to get them out. We just built huts where they were, but she's too far back in for us to do that.
Well, thank you so much, Jessica Reddick, for taking the time to join us on the VOCM Morning Show and talk about this this great, sweet little story with a happy ending.
You're welcome.
Coink, 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 coink.
That was Jessica Reddick. Reached her at her home in Atkinson's, of course. They lost their pig for a couple days, couldn't find it. Found it with 12 little piglets in the woods, and they're still working on getting the pig and all those piglets out of the woods happy,
are
healthy,
they really?
Safe.
Yeah.